Waves of rain and thunderstorm activity will be impacting the northern plains and upper Midwest through tomorrow, and then we'll see some drier air come into the region, but it's going to get cool as well. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see thunderstorm activity occurring during the course of the day today in two areas. One will be in the southeast corner of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, where we have the action going on right now. That precipitation will stay with us through the afternoon, but it will diminish with time. We do have another disturbance, though, that is going to come into western parts of North Dakota, driven by a deepening low pressure center in northeastern portions of Colorado and southeastern Wyoming. This will take place this evening. And as we go forward through the evening, the lingering showers in eastern South Dakota will become enhanced once again and will start to expand to the northwest into central parts of North Dakota. In the meantime, that low pressure system in Colorado will begin to move to the northeast, and it will send a more consolidated area of rain and thunderstorm activity tonight and tomorrow across a big part of North Dakota, north central through northeastern South Dakota, and in northern Minnesota. And some of these thunderstorms will be heavy, producing strong winds as well as hail and some impressive rain amounts. The low pressure system will take its time moving through the region tomorrow. We'll see most of the heaviest precipitation coming to an end in the morning early on, but later in the day we'll see still some additional showers and a few thunderstorms occurring across parts of the region. Some of those storms will work their way across the remainder of Minnesota in the central and south, and we'll expect to see some additional rain behind this system across North Dakota. Overall, the bottom line, by the time we get to Wednesday morning, we will see rain will have impacted most of the region. The lightest amounts may be in northeastern portions of South Dakota and some neighboring west central sections of Minnesota. Otherwise, totals may run 3/4 of an inch to 2.25 inches of rain. So many areas will pick up on precipitation and some of it will be heavy. I'm being conservative with this, by the way. There is potential for greater amounts in southeastern South Dakota, southern Minnesota, and a handful of counties in central, we'll call it east central portions of North Dakota. The temperatures will continue to churn cooler as we get into the rain, but we expect to see temperatures this afternoon already a bit mild. We're going to be seeing 60 and 70 degree readings across the region today. Tomorrow we'll see some warming take place in the southeast part of the region, but we'll expect the cooler air to reinforce itself across North Dakota. So we'll contrast from 60s in the northwest to the 80s in the southeast. Then the cooler air will win out. We'll see upper 60 and 70 degree temperatures into Thursday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.